Products made with truffles are already expensive. For people who love them, these prized lumps of smelly fungus can turn a plate of pasta into a sublime taste experience. They live underground, require specially trained dogs or pigs to find them, and have a very specific growing cycle.
For this winter truffle, the critical period for it are the summer months. And the truffle starts to form at the end of winter, beginning of spring, and then it grows very slowly over the summer months, and it's growing and swelling. And then it matures when you come into the next winter, and that's when we harvest and eat them.
Thomas is the author of a new study that predicts that as climate change heats up, truffles will be in trouble.
And under climate change, and what we see actually in years when it's very warm and very dry, that stops those truffle bodies from growing and swelling. So you don't get production. So under these climate change models, we're going to see a lot less soil moisture, a lot less precipitation, and higher temperatures.
Not just a little trouble. The new study predicts that in many truffle habitats, the tasty fungi could just disappear.
We looked at two climate change models. We looked at the most likely one, and then we looked at one which is a nicer scenario. It's less warming and it's less drying. And between the two scenarios, though, we're still looking at a decline in production of between 78 and 100% of the yield of that territory. So it's a massive drop.
And there's no way to make up for that shortfall. So if you think truffles are expensive now, just wait.
And we see in drought years and years when we have very high temperatures, there's less supply and the prices just increase. So that's going to continue to happen. I'm sure they're going to get very, very expensive going forward.
In drought years, truffle prices can reach up to $2,500 a kilogram. And Thomas says to expect prices to rise to at least that level. Kevin Enix, VOA News.